Hello and welcome to show 17 of the Zip and Code podcast show from Weymouth, Dorset, UK. You can access my show notes from www.zip.podomatic.com. This show comes to you exclusively from Weymouth in Dorset in the UK. Let's get on with the show. The first song is about one of my favourite comedy series, Red Dwarf. They're bringing it back. So this is a piece of music I found on the Podsafe Music Network called... Mark Gunn and his Celtic Songs. This is Mark Gunn and the Dubliners' Tabby Cats. This is the mining ship Red Dwarf.
That's mine.
Oh, the mining ship the Red Dwarf is careening off into space. 3 million years it's been adrift, you're the last of the human race. You were frozen in a stasis tube for saving Frankenstein. That was my great-grandma, she was in the hall when it became your spot, your time. And it's cheer up, how am I looking now? On the mining ship, the Red Dwarf, I'm the coolest cat around. I'll have one fish for my breakfast, I'll have two fish for my tea. I'll learn to fish from the food dispenser, six fishes all I'll need. I'll wear my suit of gold relay and earrings like fish bones. I'll spend my day investigating and playing with my yo-yo. And it's cheer up. How am I looking now? On the mine ship, the Red Dwarf, I'm the coolest cat around. If the despair squid gets away, I may lose my cool and flip. Imagine I have buck teeth so big, druids go there to worship. Now some may say I'm a shallow guy, but the Inquisitor knows it's true. But a butt like mine is quite divine, so have a look or two. And it's cheer up. How am I looking now? On a mine ship for a Red Dwarf, I'm the coolest cat around. Here's a health from a man, Ace Grimmer, like wiser Frankenstein. Here's a health now to that mirror there, I can see I'm looking fine. My organs are color coordinated, my stomach is feng shui. My heart, it thumps with a funky beat like a salsa dance for me. And it's cheer up. How am I looking now? On the mining ship, the Red Dwarf, I'm the coolest cat around. I'm gonna get you little fishies, I'm gonna get you little fish. I just hope I don't break another tooth in a future retro rift. And I'll play a game called Better Than Life, have a mermaid girlfriend. She's top half fish and lasts below, looks good on both ends. And it's cheer up. How am I looking now? On the mine ship, the Red Dwarf, I'm the coolest cat around. And it's cheer up. How am I looking now? On the mine ship, the Red Dwarf.
Yes, on this show we've got more weird stuff items. We've got a couple of interviews, local interviews. We've got a new contact telephone number where you can leave a message and it will get sent to me. What else we've got? We've got more podcast promos. Ooh, I think we'd better get on with it, don't you? This is Weird Stuff from the Zip & Co. podcast show.
Weird stuff.
Yes, it's more weird stuff, and we start with a story about Paul the Octopus, who sadly passed away recently. I've gone to a page on guardian.co.uk where they have a conspiracy theory about the death of Paul. I'll read. No sooner has death's tentacles slackened their grip on Paul's squidgy body than the first conspiracy theory concerning his demise emerged like a cephalopod from a crevice. Not everyone, it seems, is prepared to accept the news that the psychic octopus who made such a splash over the summer by successfully predicting the results of World Cup games passed away on Monday in the comfort of the German aquarium he called home. Oh, by the way, Paul was born in Weymouth here. According to Jiang Xiao, the director of a forthcoming thriller entitled Who Killed Paul the Octopus, the creature had really been dead for the past 3 months. Jiang told The Guardian she was 60 to 70% sure Paul had died in July and had been secretly replaced by his keepers. Explaining how such a deception could have been perpetrated, she added, "Octopuses all look the same. It's impossible to tell the difference." Jiang said she thought it was kind of strange that news of Paul's death had broken not long after the Oberhausen Sea Life Center in Western Germany had contacted her team to say that they were keen to cooperate on an international distribution of her film. "We have been keeping in touch with the German aquarium ever since the beginning of production, but it seemed to me that they were afraid," she said. "The movie is about unveiling the inside story behind the octopus miracle, so they felt nervous. For the movie, we have done quite a bit of investigation, and I am 60% to 70% sure that Paul died on 9th of July, 2 days before the World Cup final, and the Germans have been covering up his death and fooling us for a long time." Jiang declined to explain why she believed Paul had died in July, or to say more about the revelations in the movie. Her allegations of submarine jiggery-pokery met with polite bafflement of Germany Today. "It's certainly not true that Paul died in the summer," said a spokesman for the aquarium. "We can absolutely assure you that he died last night. He was about 2.5, which is an average age for an octopus. He died a simple and straightforward death. Paul is due to be cremated in the next few days. His ashes will be placed in an urn and displayed in a shrine, along with a portrait and video clips of his life," the spokesman added. "We're already set up a condolence book where people can write their tributes to Paul," she said. "But what of the rumours that Paul had pulled off one last magnificent psychic coup by predicting his own death? If he did, he kept it to himself," she said. Now we go on to local UFO sightings. And I've got one here from the Dorset Echo, dated Friday the 4th of January 2008. It reads, "Baffled walkers watched in amazement as an unidentified flying object in the shape of a jellyfish rose from Weymouth Bay. The four people were outside the Prince Regent Hotel on the Esplanade when they saw an unusual orange light appear in the sky." Linda Brabrook, 59, said, "We were standing at about 9:45 p.m. just looking out as you do, when all of a sudden, over the bay on the right-hand side between Alexandra Gardens and the bay, we saw an orange ball of light. At first, we thought it was a firework. It had a straggling tail like a jellyfish, and we watched as it slowly rose, and we followed it as far as the eye can see. It veered left towards Bowley's Coveway and disappeared in the outline of a triangle." She added, "It lasted about 10 minutes and was more transparent than solid. Whatever it rose out of the sea or on the beach, I don't have a clue. I was with my husband Victor and my brother Philip and his wife Jean, and we saw it and we all saw it. None of us had touched a drop of alcohol. I don't drink. My husband doesn't believe in things like that, but he does now. The group was staying in the town over a New Year when they spotted the mysterious X-Files style object." Mrs. Brabrook's sister-in-law, Jean Palmer, added that other passers-by on the night had also stopped to watch the baffling sight, and they wanted to know if anyone else knew what it could be. She said, "I wish I had my phone with me so I could have photographed or filmed it. Unfortunately, I left it in my room at the Prince Regent. I've seen strange sights before, but never anything like this." Portland Coast Guard Watch Assistant Simon Palmer said nothing had been reported to them about unusual lights in the sky, and there had been no emergency flares set off that he knew about. He said, "Occasionally you get a high intensity of flying meteorites shooting stars, so perhaps it was that. Otherwise, I couldn't say." Now we get onto the ghostly subject with a story from BBC Radio Solent, dated 20th September 2010. I'll put a link in the show notes, of course. The article is entitled "Ghosts Found at K County Museum. It reads, a group of investigators from Weymouth have released the findings of their investigation into paranormal activity in Dorset County Museum in Dorchester. They have photos which they believe to be of hanging Judge Jeffreys and local fossil collector Mary Anning in the museum's main hall. Judge George Jeffreys died in 1689 and Mary Anning in 1847. The team used infrared cameras, barrier alarms and EMF meters during their investigation. EMF meters measure electromagnetic fields. They are scientific instruments that are often also used by people with an interest in the paranormal. What we found now is amazing. We're really chuffed, said case manager Trudy Jordan of the PIT, Paranormal Investigation Team Group. It wasn't until we looked at the footage afterwards that you could actually make out the figure of a man. You can make your own mind up, but it's so detailed, she said. We also have a photo of a woman with a cape going round her shoulders, but no head. Both Judge Jeffreys and Mary Anning have links with the museum. It is home of the chair from which he sentenced many convicts to death. Mary Anning was the establishment's first honorary member. Ms. Jordan also said that the barrier alarms they set up in the Victorian Hall part of the museum went off repeatedly. They are sensors which detect physical movement. We've used them now since 2003 and never known anything affect them to make them go off unless someone actually goes through them. Meanwhile, upstairs in another part of the museum, known as the Writer's Gallery, Beryl Smith said she experienced strange swings in measurements from her EMF meter. I thought it was fascinating because somebody had come to me to want to talk through the meter, she said. She believes she was communicating with a male spirit, but admits that she does not have any proof. I asked one of my colleagues to come and stand next to me to verify what the meter was doing, and it started fading. Fundraising officer Nell Duke has worked at Dorset Museum for over a year and says she is unconvinced. I haven't had any paranormal experiences here, she said. I don't know, to be honest, I can see an argument on either side. There is something compelling evidence, but I'll say open-minded to all the different explanations. I'm unconvinced, but could go either way. Now we move on to local black cat sightings, with a big cat sighting near Wool in Dorset. This is from the Dorset Echo, the 28th of September 2010, entitled Big Cat Sighting Near Wool, of course. It reads, a sceptical security guard says he now believes in Dorset's big cat after spotting a beast near Winfrith. Scott Pickersgill was driving near Wool when he saw the giant feline dart from the middle of the road into a nearby wood. Father of two, Scott of Yelbury Lane Crossways, said the encounter left him absolutely gobsmacked and in no doubt of the cat's existence. Scott, 24, who works as a security guard at the Winfrith atomic site, said, it was about 7 p.m. on Sunday and I had just been to Wool to buy some baby formula. I was passing the entrance to Winfrith and going past Gatemore Road when I came over the hill and saw it in the middle of the road. As soon as it saw me, it span around and shot up into the woods. I saw the back of its legs and its rear end. It was grey with a white end to its tail and it stood about knee height. It was fully grey and it was definitely not a fox. It was feline. You could tell that from the way it was standing and the muscles in the back of its legs. I was absolutely gobsmacked, he added. There's a bloke at work who's well into his big cat sightings, but I always said to him I don't believe it. But after seeing it now, I think I'm definitely changed my mind. The sighting comes after a spate of recent sightings of large cats, many of who have been seen. Their creatures claim they've been too big to be domestic cats. Big cat researcher and author Merrily Harper said, it's a very interesting sighting and I'm delighted to hear about it. There have been a lot of big cat sightings reported in that area over the years. One of the interesting things about big cats in Britain is that they are very variable in their colours. Around 80% 85% of sightings report a black cat, but quite a few say they resemble a panther-like creature or are brown like a puma. But there's a whole range of other animals that vary in colour from brindled to gingery. Anyone who glimpses these creatures for more than a few seconds is very lucky, and I would urge people travelling in that area to carry a camera now in case it's spotted again. Good idea. I just want to mention a podcast I listen to. I subscribed via iTunes. It's a free subscription. The podcast is called Mysterious Universe. It's available through mysteriousuniverse.org. If you want to go there, you can subscribe for free for their free show. They actually do a subscription show, which is longer. You get more, but it's all explained on the site there. They do a great job. It's a wonderful podcast for you to get into. Alright, so that's mysteriousuniverse.org from Australia, I believe. So give that a listen. People have asked me why I'm interested in these kind of subjects. Well, I've had a couple of sightings myself. One when I was coming home from the Philippines the first time over Germany, I believe it was. Something passed under the aeroplane very, very, very close. And it didn't have a fuselage. It didn't have any flight surfaces that I could see. So that's a big puzzle. I've had a number of experiences like that that I won't actually go into at the moment, but they were very strange. So, if you want to contact the Zip & Co. podcast show, if you have any strange stories of your own you'd like to share, I have a new email box now, which is weirdweymouth, all one word, at gmail.com. I also have a phone-in line now. I'll just get my phone here and I'll tell you that number. It's an 01305 number. It's 01305 898 547. Just leave a comment on that answer phone there and it will get to me, and you might even be on the show. Okay, that's it for weird stuff for the moment. Let's get on with the show.
Weird stuff!
When you have eliminated the impossible, Watson, whatever remains, however improbable, must be the truth.
Head and smiled and said,
That was Uncle Seth with You Don't Need an iPod from the Podsafe Music Network. If you go to my MySpace page at www.myspace.com/Zipster, you will see they have a video. It's the first one on the page. Okay, let's have a podcast promo.
Do you sometimes think black and white is the new black? Or do you believe that a velvet smoking jacket is the height of fashion? Or perhaps you think every console room should be wooden? If so, then you should subscribe to the Crinoid podcast. Each time we take one classic Doctor Who story and discuss it in mind-numbing nerdy fanboy detail, and we invite you to do the same. So find us at iTunes or at crinoid.blog.co.uk. I listen to the Crinoid podcast while practicing Venusian Aikido on a blow-up Matthew Waterhouse. How will you listen to the Crinoid podcast?
I was recently in Weymouth and I noticed a new bookshop was opening, so I got out my digital recorder and went down and talked to Anne Newman, who's the new owner. The shop was opened by Kieran William of Wessex FM, the local radio station, and he's the first person you will hear in the interview. Okay, the shop was opened on the 23rd of October at 2 p.m. and I was there.
Two of them, one of them is called Locks and Lavatories. I don't know why. And one which I'm going to buy myself is called The Art of... No, not The Art. Overcoming Overeating. Something I think I need
well, to you don't look as though you need it.
Got in.
Yay! Hey!
And so is the opening of Imagine Books in Weymouth. It deals with all kinds of things, ancient architecture, ancient history. I'm just going in to do an interview with the owner right now.
My name's Anne Newman.
Right, and we're at the
Imagine Books in Weymouth.
And it's the official opening day today.
Official opening day, yes, 2 o'clock today. So
right,
we've just opened the shop.
And you've got wine and music.
Yes,
and
we've got some live music. We've got glasses of wine. We've got a free draw.
And you've got a man on stilts.
Yes, we've got a man on stilts giving out 10% off vouchers.
Great. And what kind of books do you sell here?
We sell a lot of mind, body, spirit books, history books, travel, a lot of military history as well. And those are all new. And then we have the second-hand department at the back with a selection of used books.
And I noticed you had Omni magazine.
Yes, we've got Omni magazine. All sorts of interesting things like that. Yes.
Yeah. When did you decide to open the shop? Is it something you just decided to do?
Well, I decided only a few months ago, only 2 or 3 months ago, to actually open a bookshop. But I wanted to have my own business,
right.
And my partner John had a bookshop before, so he's experienced in running bookshops, and so that's a great value as well.
Sure. Are you going to hold meetings here about things, or...?
Probably not.
Right.
I'm going to see how things go, really,
right.
And see what the call for that's meetings and things like that is. Play it by ear and see what people actually want.
Right, okay. Are you going to expand the range, maybe? More books, it all depends. It all depends on the space you've got.
Yeah, it depends on the space, and expansion would be more fiction,
right.
Particularly mythology-type fiction.
Right. Okay, and you've got a website?
Yes, I have a website. It's www.imaginebookshops.com.
Right. Do you think you might open branches some other place?
Might do, yes. The reason for the S was because I tried a different website without the S, so I had to put an S on.
Right.
But there's no real reason why it shouldn't be replicated if it does well in Weymouth. It may be replicated in other towns as well in the future.
Right, and your open times?
Opening times is going to be 7 days a week most of the time, probably 6 days a week in the winter.
Right.
Opening times... 10 till 4 or 10 till 5, depending on the trade level.
Great. Okay, you sell incense, all sorts of things,
yes,
don't
incense,
you?
Crystals, crystal balls, Tibetan singing bowls.
Yes, I noticed that.
Tiaras, handmade tiaras made of crystal. And incense sticks, as you say, oils, aromatherapy, that sort of thing as well.
Great. Okay, well, I wish you a lot of success.
Thank you very much.
Okay, great. Yes, it was a very busy day down at the shop. If you're in Weymouth, pop in and have a look. I'll include links, of course, to the shop on my show notes page. Okay, now is an artist you've probably not heard about for a long time, but here is Howard Jones, Look at You Now, from the album Revolution of the Heart.
I've known you since you were a girl, when things just didn't work out for you. I said don't crack up and see both sides, but you kept on blaming the world for everything. I tried to tell you that you were in control, but you didn't seem to listen to a word I say. But I'm never giving up on you. I'll try to help you see the world in a different way.
Through the good and the bad times. The Chillcast with Angie B presents a special one-hour feature on the Groove Blaster.
At the time that I did that song, I was reading so much Jack Kerouac stuff, and the actual album title is a phrase from one of his books too.
Join me as we preview tracks from his new album, Cities, Streets, and Bebop Nights.
That's how I found out about her, actually.
From my show?
Yeah. And then
No way! Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that!
You know, this is before, you know, we were in touch or anything. I would all love your show, and I'd always check out the artist. And, you know, that's how I found out about her.
It's funny, all this time I had no idea. Tune in to hear more of my conversation with Jerry of the Groove Blaster, including clips of 18 of his tracks, on the Chillcast with Angie B at angieb.com.
Recently, I was invited down to Newtree Train Southwest in Weymouth to be part of the audience for Nick Ashron, who is a psychic artist. Newtree Train Southwest are starting a new idea. They are actually creating video to go on YouTube. Let me see if I can find the page here. Yes, there it is. Right there. Just opening. There we go. The Light and Energy Channel, soon to launch in the very exciting new web TV show, The Light and Energy Channel. This is a collaboration between Claire Wiles and Duncan Smith New Media, creating an online community that can enjoy a fortnightly show covering all aspects of mind, body, and spirit. While I was there, I organized a interview with Claire, and that follows right now. I hope you enjoy it. Right, and what exactly do you do at NutriTrain?
Well, NutriTrain Southwest has kind of developed and changed over the last year. When I first opened the centre, it's a centre for health and wellbeing, and I'm a naturopathic nutritionist and holistic therapist. And the centre was open in order to be a focal point for people in the Weymouth area to know where they could get spiritual healing, they could get nutritional advice, massage, Reiki. We have yoga classes, Tai Chi classes and meditation classes. So we're kind of developing much more now into the spiritual side of things from where we first started as a nutrition, more nutrition-based company. We also offer nutrition training, and people can do Royal Society for Public Health qualifications in nutrition here at the centre as well.
Right. And you are branching out into video, like a video stream on YouTube, I believe.
That's right. We're launching the Light and Energy Channel, and the Light and Energy Channel is a web TV show. So it will be a fortnightly TV show covering all aspects of mind, body, spirit, ancient sites, conspiracy theories, crop circles, dowsing, all sorts of different wonderful things.
So if anybody has any ideas for more subjects, you'd like to get in touch with you?
Absolutely, yes, we would. When we launch, which will be in about 10 days from where we are now, on the website there will be a forum, and we encourage people to actually comment on things on the forum or put their own ideas, so that it becomes an online community for discussions on all these topics.
Right.
So that people can communicate from all around the world and leave their messages and make connections with other people.
You haven't got the address for the YouTube channel yet. It's still being worked on, isn't it?
It is. The website, which you can sign up to immediately, which will then get you the newsletters, and as soon as we're launched, you will then have access to view the shows. Mm-hmm. The website is www.thelightandenergychannel.tv.
Right, and you've done some interviews with people already, haven't you?
Yeah. Yeah, we have. We've filmed several shows already, about six in total. Our first show is with Sarah Bradshaw, Chinmayi, and it's all about Reiki, so that people have an understanding of how Reiki works, where it comes from, how we do it. We've filmed some nutritional shows in which I've given people advice on their diet. For example, one on bursting with vitality, because oftentimes people feel very tired with today's stressful lifestyle. So there's ideas as well for cooking recipes, things that are easy to prepare that I make on the show. We've also interviewed Nick Ashron. Now, Nick Ashron is a spirit guide painter, a musician, an author, and a TV presenter on Sky TV. And we were lucky enough to have him come down to the centre for filming. And he talked all about his really interesting life and what he'd done and how he got into the spiritual side of painting people's guides. So that was absolutely fascinating. We've also filmed from the South Dorset Ridgeway, which is absolutely wonderful, very beautiful place to visit. And we went to Hellstone, Kingston Russell Stone Circle, Hampton Stone Circle, and Grey Mare and her cults. On the show, you will be able to see the places that we visit, and also you'll be able to have access to Google Maps to find out exactly where they are. And then future shows that we've got lined up are with Rhianne, Crystal Priestess, who's Keeper of the Crystal Skulls, a lovely visit to Avebury, and also to West Kennet, Longbarrow and Silbury Hill. We've got shows lined up on herbal medicine, crystal healing, pagan Christmas, lots of different things. And we're always open to new ideas, so we would love to hear from anybody who would like a particular topic covered.
Right, and anybody you can help in any other way.
Absolutely, so yeah. Or... Absolutely. We're doing this. It's a not-for-profit enterprise, so any donations are always gratefully received. It's a wonderful thing to be working on. For me, it's almost self-indulgence in a way, because it's things that I'm so fascinated with, and it's just so wonderful to be able to share them with other people.
Right, so people can contact you through your website. I think you've...
That's right.
Given that already. It's What's the NutriTrain?
Oh, the NutriTrain website here at the centre is www.nutritrainsouthwest, which is NutriTrainSouthwest.co.uk, or the Light and Energy Channel. We're also on Facebook, both for NutriTrain Southwest and the Light and Energy Channel, so we can be found via Facebook as well.
Okay. I think that's a good interview. So I will put all the links to all the sites mentioned in this podcast on my show notes. Okay, thank you, Claire.
Lovely. Thank interview. You very much indeed. Thank you, Peter.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. Your call is very important to us. If you are currently using a touchtone phone, press 1. If you are using a rotary phone, press 2. If you know the name of the party you are trying to reach, press 1. If you do not know the name of your party, press 1 anyway. To hear your options again, press 3. Have either pressed 1, or have extremely fat fingers. Please enter the first 3 letters of the last name of your party. Try again, Schmuck. We have no one named Zidged. That's better. If you have chosen Fred Smith, press 1. If you have chosen Todd Smithy, press 2. If you have chosen Jane Smithson, stop calling. She's notified the police. You have chosen Fred Smith. To speak directly to Fred, press 1. To avoid the awkwardness of actual human conversation, press 2. To hear the latest gossip about Fred, press 3. You have pressed 3. To hear about Fred and his new secretary, press 1. To hear about Fred's fondness for black leather, animal bags, and jello, Press 2. To hear an excerpt from Fred's latest counseling session, press 3. To talk directly to Fred's neighbor who actually saw the entire incident with the squirrel, press 4. To receive a full color photo of the outfit Fred wore to what he claimed was a regular party with some of his old army buddies, press 5. To hear your options again, press 6. You have pressed 6, but I don't feel like repeating myself. If you're too stupid to pay attention the first time, then screw you.
Please hang up. There appears to be a receiver off the hook. Please check your main telephone and extension, then try your call again. Thank you. This is a recording. Please hang up. There appears to be a receiver off the hook. Please check your main telephone and extension, then try your call again. Thank you. This is a recording.
The following conversation is real. It took place on Tuesday, June 8th of 2004 between a Blonde Star advisor and a subscriber.
Blonde Star emergency, this is Steve. Is there an emergency in your vehicle?
Oh my God. I've locked myself in my car and the keys are on the outside.
Ma'am?
Oh my God.
Ma'am, I need you to calm down.
Okay, it's just that the windows are rolled up and I'm starting to sweat. My keys are on the outside.
Now, your keys are on the outside of the vehicle?
Yes, oh my God.
Now, does your car have automatic locks or...
Yes.
Here's what I need you to do. Take hold of the inside of your door handle there. Are you doing this? The shiny thing. Grab the shiny thing.
Okay, I've got it.
Okay, now give that a tug.
Okay.
Did it open?
Yes, oh my God, thank you.
Okay, now what is that noise?
Oh, that's my door alarm.
Yeah, but that only happens if the keys are in the ignition, hun.
Oh my God. You know what?
Your keys are actually in your ignition.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my God, thank you so much, Blonde Star.
That's why we're here. Do you need anything else?
Blonde Star.
No, that's
always
it.
On, because you're always blonde.
Okay, I think that's it for the moment. This is show 17. As I say, all links to all the music and all the items will be on my show notes at www.zip.com. podomatic.com. You can follow me on Twitter by just searching for @Zipster, Z-Z-I-P-P-S-T-E-R. You can go to my MySpace page. All the links on my show notes. I am also part of Facebook and Friendster, so you can find me there. I also have a new contact number, which I'll just find right now for you. The number is 01305-898-547. So if you want to go to the show notes at www.zipzzipp.podomatic.com, you'll see a few ways to support the show. Down the right-hand side of the screen, you'll see links to various things. I also have Google Ads there, so if you find anything there that you think will be interesting, click on one of those. I'm also now an Amazon associate, so you can buy CDs, books, and various other things from Amazon through there. I also have a TuneFire, a black and green TuneFire button there. So if you're a musician or a band and you'd like to sell your music to the world, I just got a text through from TuneFire, and I shall read you what it says. They say they're offering a better service than leading UK-based digital distributor. They offer 10 outlets. TuneFire offer 26. They offer 2 packages. We offer 4. There's a whole lot of other areas in which TuneFire are offering more for less. So if you're a local band, or any band worldwide really, who like to sell their music to more outlets than anywhere else in the world, go to TuneFire. Clicking on any of these links really helps keep the show going. I also have a Zazzle shop now. So if you go to the links on the right-hand side, scroll down, and you'll see a link to the Zazzle shop. If you go there, you can buy ties, hoodies, travel mugs, keychains, show sculptures, buttons, or anything on there. So if you want to buy hats and things like that, and also my Lyme Regis print that I had on the cover of a local venue magazine recently. So if you want to buy any of those things, anything would really help the show keep going. I also have a PayPal donation button on the site. So anything you can do to help the site keep going would be fantastic. Okay, that's it. The show 17. Show 17 is in the can. Okay, I'll see you next time. Take care, and best wishes if I don't talk to you before Christmas. Thank you. Bye-bye.
We must plan for tomorrow night.
Why? What are we going to do tomorrow night?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
The Zip & Co. podcast show is a media presentation by Zip Creators.
So, you want me to be a mouse?